people's lives are more stressed than ever. And on top of it all, we've got COVID, we've got all the worry, we've got the mandates, we've got the government doing God knows what. There's so much at the minute that we're dealing with, right? So if we don't release that stress, if we allow one thing to build up, like, you know, we pick one thing up, we pick another thing up, we pick another thing up, but we're not putting the other thing down, we're just building it like a Jenga block. Hello and welcome to the Mind Body to Lead podcast, the place to be to level up all aspects of your health, both physically and mentally. Each week we come to you with motivation and mindset hacks, interviews with the best minds and health experts, and we answer all of your health and fitness questions in under 10 minutes. So if you are ready to take back control and live the life you are destined to lead, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to another episode of the Mind Body to Lead podcast. I hope that you've had an amazing start to 2022 and you are excited about this year to come. So I was sat down the other day and I was thinking, what are we going to do as a community to set ourselves up for a successful 2022? And I took a moment, I wrote it all down, and this is what I came up with. So I'm super excited to share it all with you today. I hope you're pumped and ready for today's episode. Now, before I get stuck into it, I just want to take a moment to thank each and every one of you who have joined the Mind Body to Lead program. I honestly can't put into words how it makes me feel seeing so many of you say yes and do it and put your faith into myself and Kyle. It honestly is not something that we take lightly. It's not something that we just go, oh, that's nice. Like, we truly are grateful for each and every one of you. And I'm so excited for the journey that you're about to go on, because I honestly believe that if you follow the program, you show up on those lives or you watch the replays when we do the Zooms and we coach you and things and we talk about very important topics for 2022, you cannot fail. You cannot go through 2022 and not feel different, not have a more positive mindset, not improve your mental health, not deal with stress in a better way, not become healthier, not become fitter, not have more inner peace. Like, there's no way, in my personal opinion and my experience, that you can go through the program and not transform and not feel phenomenal. Because gratefully now we are in our third year of launching this program, and every single year we have more and more people do it and more people see results, feel fantastic. So I'm so excited for each and every one of you. And if you haven't yet, if you're still on the fence, invest in yourself, go and get a friend, share the cost. It's buy one, gift one. We're doing this promotion this year because we just want as many people to go through as possible. You know, Kai and I, we just want to serve. We just want to help, right? But if we gave it to you for free, you wouldn't do it. You have to have some form of financial investment in it. Otherwise, in our experience, when we've given things away for free, you don't do it. So go and do the program. If you really are wanting to start 2022 in the best possible way, I'd love to have you. So thank you for everyone who's joined so far. And I look forward to welcoming, as you've seen on our Instagram, we do a party every night, the rest of you, and it closes tomorrow. So today is Saturday. It's going to close Sunday at midnight. You've got a little bit more time left. Come and do it. You will not regret it. So back to today's session. So setting yourself up for success in 2022, come and join the program for one, and that's it. No, joking. So what can we do? The first thing that I want to share with you, that this is something I am so big on, and I listen to people talking in the community when I'm doing my coaching, when I'm doing the lives, and people, and look, I do this as well, I'm only human, but we have a tendency to focus on things that are outside of our control, right? And it's so easy to get caught up in the chaos right now. All you've got to do is turn on the news or, you know, listen to conversations that are going around. Like, we live in chaos, right? But in that chaos comes so much growth, can come so much transformation. In that struggle is actually where so many people discover things about themselves they didn't even realize, right? So number one, the first thing to set yourself up for success is control the controllables. Learn to let go of the things that you cannot control and learn to focus on the things that you can control, which is so much. You know, so many people say to me, obviously I'm from the UK, like, when was the last time you saw your family, Georgie? It's almost been 3 years. 3 years, and I still don't know when I'm going to see my mum again, my dad again, my brother again, my cousins, my aunties, my uncles. Like, you know, I've had 2 deaths in the family in the last 3 years. Both two of my grandparents have passed away. My cousins have had children. My brother's met someone new. Like, it's, there's so many things. I've had a couple of weddings that I've missed. So many things that I would have loved to have gone and seen my family and supported them through, but I couldn't have. Now, if I allowed myself to focus on those things, I'm not feeling good. I'm waking up every day feeling helpless. And who hates that feeling when you just feel helpless, when you feel like you can't change anything, when you have no power? It's not a nice feeling. It's certainly not a nice place to be. So I don't go there. I don't focus on it. I allow myself to have a moment now and again and be like, you know, I really am missing family, but okay, what can I be grateful for? I'm super grateful that I've got FaceTime and I get to call my mum for free. I get to text her on WhatsApp for free and stay in contact with family and see pictures on social media. So I focus on that. So each and every day, control the controllables, focus on the things that you're grateful for, focus on the good. That is going to set you up for success in 2022. Don't focus on, you know, whether or not you're going to get COVID or whether or not, you know, you're going to be able to travel again or all the things that we have no idea and we can't control. Let's focus on things that we can influence, which is how we show up, you know, how we move our body, what we eat, you know, and how we manage our stress, the type of person that we show up as. All these things we can still control, and that's empowering. So I want you to feel empowered in 2022, so control the controllables. The second piece, the second thing I want to say to set us up for success in 2022 is have a stress release practice. The amount of stress that people are in, like even before COVID, right? Our society is so... It's stressful, right? There's just so many things. We live in such a busy world that we don't get often time for ourselves. We don't get a moment's peace where we can just, you know, take a breath. People's lives are more stressed than ever. And on top of it all, we've got COVID, we've got all the worry, we've got the mandates, we've got the government doing God knows what. There's so much at the minute that we're dealing with, right? So if we don't release that stress, if we allow one thing to build up, like, you know, we pick one thing up, we pick another thing up, we pick another thing up, but we're not putting the other thing down. We're just building it like a Jenga block, right? Boom, boom, boom. And what happens to that Jenga block when we keep on building on one thing to another? It all comes crumbling down. So we need to develop a practice every day to release that stress, to let it go, to not keep picking things up and adding it into our basket. Because when we feel uneasy and stressed, we are actually causing problems in our body. It lowers our immune system. So we're more, you know, susceptible to viruses and disease. And it literally does cause havoc in our bodies. I've been watching a lot of Bruce Lipton's work at the moment, and he talks about it. He said, you know, we cannot now, in today's world, separate the mind and body. They are the same thing. They are connected. And if our mind is in a constant state of stress, that trickles down into the body. And it's he was the person that discovered epigenetics. So many people say, well, I'm like this because my mum's like this. Well, that's absolute rubbish. It's all about the environment, right? So what are you exposing yourself to? What's your relationships like? You know, what are you eating? What are you surrounding yourself with? Are you enjoying your job? Do you have a happy family life? All of this contributes to our stress and to our wellness. So in 2022, to set yourself up for success, I want you to have a practice where you can release your stress, whether you journal, you get a good enough amount of sleep, you try meditation, yoga, get in nature, read, make it a practice to speak to a good friend, just taking 30 minutes a day just to go and sit on your balcony or in your garden with a cup of tea, whatever it is. But we mustn't let stress build up in our bodies because it wreaks havoc and it generally will make us sick. So think harmony, health, unease, disease. Okay, so release that stress. Do not let it build up. The third thing to set us up for a huge and successful 2022 is something that I do every single day, and it's actually one of the habits in the Mind Body Sleep program. It's called Mind Feed. So I want you to think about your mind as a garden. Now, let's imagine for a moment that we've got this garden and we just leave it. We don't do anything to it. We just let it overgrow. What's going to happen? It's going to look chaotic. It's going to have mold develop. It's going to have tons of weeds. You know, it's not going to look like a healthy, thriving garden, right? Same as our minds. If we are not going in every single day or on a regular basis and pulling out those weeds, watering those nice new plants, aka positive thoughts, affirmations, all those good things, we are going to end up having a very chaotic mind and a very disorganized garden, right? So we want to go in every day and guard our minds and water those good thoughts. How do we do that? Well, there's a few things that I like to do. I love to read. I'm always have a book, you know, that I can always grab. And even if it's just for 10 minutes, I'm just flicking through a few pages of a good self-help book, you know, and I feel really empowered from doing that. I journal. I start my day with our Mind Body Sleep Planner, filling out our gratitude piece. I listen to good podcasts, listen to good documentaries. As I just mentioned to you then before, I watch a lot of seminars. Like at the moment, Kai and I are watching Bruce Lipton on Gaia. I'm a student for life. I guard my mind. I feed every single day because garbage in, garbage stays. So I do not want to be listening to the news. I don't want to be taking in that because subconsciously that's going to build up in my body. So I'm constantly feeding my mind with goodness every single day. And that's what I want you to do in 2022. Number four, aim to be just 1% better each and every day. I've had so many people recently reach out to me and say, I'm really struggling setting goals in 2022. And I'm like, no wonder. You know, like what we've all been through the last couple of years, I honestly think big goals were a 2019 thing. Now, I'm not saying don't set goals, 100% set goals. I think goals are phenomenal. But what I'm doing this year and what I'm encouraging my Boys Lead members to do this year is think about how can we be 1% better each day? How can we be 1% better in our health? How can we be 1% better in our relationships? How can we be 1% better in our finances? How can we be 1% better in our businesses or our work? And having this attitude will ensure that we focus on the right things every single day without beating ourselves up about the things that we haven't done. So how can you be 1% better every day? And straight away, that doesn't make you feel overwhelmed. It's like, it's 1%. What can I do? Just be 1% better. You know, could I do an extra few steps a day? Could I eat a few more portions of vegetables today? Could I, you know, hug a friend a little bit longer today or call a friend? Could I, instead of going out for a coffee, save that money? Could I, you know, do something for a coworker today? A small act of kindness goes a long way. So how can you be 1% better every single day in, you know, different elements of your health? Imagine having that thought process throughout the whole of 2022. You're easily going to smash goals. You're going to get to the end of 2022 with that attitude and be like, wow, I've nailed this year, right? Instead of setting these big, crazy goals and then feeling disappointed if you don't achieve them every day, 1% better every single day. adopt that attitude and you cannot fail in 2022. And finally, I want you to pick three words that you want to live by. Let's set our intention now. Save them as your screensaver. Look at them every day. What kind of person do you want to be in 2022? You know, let's get intentional now. So for me, my three words for 2022 are compassion, joy, and adventure. Compassion because I don't know what's going on in someone's world. And there are going to be some people who are making decisions and doing things that perhaps I disagree with. But I never know what's going on in someone's life. So who am I to judge? If I'm judging someone, I'm judging myself because we're all connected. So compassion for my fellow human beings. Joy. I want to feel joy every single day. I want to laugh more. I want to have more fun. I just want to feel in this constant state of joy in 2022. And adventure, because we're living full time in the van now. We are seeing so many amazing things. And I just want to go and have some fun and have some amazing experiences. They are my three words that I want to live by in 2022. And I'll give you a very quick example of how having words and setting these intentions is working for me. So today I went on a walk to a waterfall, and it rained. The rocks were so slippy. It was muddy. I was like, okay, like this is interesting. Now, if my word and my intention for this year hadn't been adventure, I could have easily turned around and not done that walk. But instead, I took a moment. I thought, no, Georgina, one of your words is adventure. So you got to do this. Otherwise, you're not living by your intention. And I did it. And it was a challenging walk. I won't lie. If you've seen Instagram, I was absolutely head to toe in mud and all sorts of crazy stuff, but it was so worth it. And I had fun. I felt joy. So that's a perfect example of setting your intentions. You will live by them. No intention. You can just let life just take over. So pick your three. So just to recap, setting yourself up for success in 2022, control the controllables, release stress, mind feed, aim to be just 1% better every day, and pick your three words that you want to live by. And that is today's podcast. And remember, the Mind Bodies Lead program closes on Sunday at midnight for the rest of the year. This is your only opportunity to do this program this year. Do not regret it. Do not regret not doing it. I had one of the members say, Georgie, I wish I did this years ago. So come and do it. Invest in yourself. Get your friend. Get your family members involved. Split the cost. Do what you need to do. You won't regret it. Come into my community. I want to see you on those live Zooms every month. It's going to be phenomenal. I can't wait to meet you. And have a wonderful weekend. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. It would mean the absolute world to us if you could hit that subscribe button and maybe even leave us a cheeky review. It all helps us spread our message. Now, if you want to find out more about us and our programs and what we do, all of the links are below. We would love to connect with you on social, so please reach out. We love hearing from you. And I hope you have a wonderful day wherever you are, and I'll speak to you again soon. Take care.